Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Steve Horvath, one of my sponsors of Gino's Auto Service with me today. Really appreciate him staying around. And thank you, Steve.
No, thank you.
It's always a joy having you. You're with me on Saturdays. I appreciate you being here during the week as well. John Bennett joining us now. He's our first guest this hour from Understanding the Threat. John, welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me on.
I really appreciate it. Let's talk voter fraud. And, yeah, we're seeing a lot of things now get shaken out. There's lots of stories going around. I can't tell you. I don't have a crystal ball, John, to tell you exactly what's going to happen. But I do know that despite what the news media and folks on the left will tell us, there is, in fact, voter fraud. It is going on. They're basically trying to figure out where are some of these systemic, areas of the country and who's got more of it. And it is a battle on, it's a battle in the war for liberty.
Absolutely, it does. I mean, we're fighting for liberty right now in so many across the liberal media for sure are all hollering and calling for Trump to just concede and telling everybody, oh, the election's over, don't worry about it. I mean, if you go out on Facebook, anytime yep. you see anything put out by Donald Trump or anyone else, for instance, today, he reported Donald Trump tweeted out, and it wound up on Twitter and Facebook, that Dominion deleted over 2 million Trump votes nationwide. And immediately they put a disclaimer at the bottom of it. These platforms did. It said that this claim about election fraud is disputed. But yet they don't tell you how it's disputed.
Right.
They just say it's true.
Right.
I mean,
By the way, 2 million votes is a lot. That's not chump change.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it goes from a couple of thousand all the way up to millions is what's alleged.
Well, and here's the thing, too, and I want to make sure that you hit on this, John. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about this when I saw that same thing, that information earlier today as well. The thing I thought about is, wait a minute, first of all, we don't have a national popular vote, because I actually heard on another news station on my way in them talking about how much farther ahead Joe Biden is in the popular vote and so on. And the reality is, John, that's not what this is about. Those 2 million votes, if they're in key areas where, Trump is behind 10,000 or 15,000, and all of a sudden that flips, and you go to another state where the same may be true, it doesn't take that many states in an electoral college to flip that and go in favor of Donald Trump. So that 2 million, if it's dispersed out in the right states, is a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. And the other side is saying that, too. I mean, this is right out of the communist playbook. I mean, they just lie, make a big lie, and then push it and push it and push it and feed it with propaganda, which they're doing, and we're seeing them do right in front of us today on all platforms. They're trying to convince the American people, just give up. This is over. It doesn't matter how many votes. There was no fraud. Even if there was, there's not enough votes for him to win.
Steve Horvath, who's with me today, one of my sponsors, he's second-generation immigrant to this country. His family came out of Hungary, and the reality is you guys, Steve, saw as a family firsthand some of what we're talking about, where if things don't get handled correctly, you can lose a country, correct?
Oh, sure, sure. They always voted in Hungary. They just had one candidate on the ballot. So everybody voted.
Everybody voted, just one candidate.
100% turnout.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, John, I mean, I think, what you and I are trying to say in relation to what Steve, came from and what his family came from is if we don't, keep our election integrity at its highest, we could end up being a third world country.
Absolutely correct. I mean, it doesn't matter which party flag you're under or any of that. It's all about the integrity of the election and keeping our republic. And the other side is fighting against that tooth and nail.
That's right.
I mean, the 45 goals, the communist goals to destroy America, which was entered, by the way, into official record in the United States Congress back in, I think, 1963. it had a list of all the communist goals. In number 20 and 21, for instance, it said infiltrate the press, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they're doing today.
And you know what, John? They've succeeded at all of that with one exception, AM radio, AM conservative radio, which, by the way, is what we're doing as we speak right now. That is the only area they've not been able to infiltrate. Everything else they've done, what you just said.
You're right, and we appreciate people like you standing on the wall and being real patriots and fighting for our constitutional republic. I mean, I got to tell you, I would much rather, I tune into people like you all a lot faster than I will Fox News, for instance, which calls it, they've had the thing called Democracy 2020. That irritates me to no end. We do not live in a democracy.
We do not. Thank you, John. I am like you. Every time I hear that word, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard to me. It just grinds on me like no tomorrow, because it is not what we have in this country.
Exactly. I mean, well, it looks like a democracy right now because the mob is trying to rule, and that's what a democracy is: mob rule without any protection for the minority. And the minority, well, I would say the majority, but the mob, which is the Democrat Party and the media that's supporting them, is trying to force the rest of America to just give in and capitulate to what they're telling them and to what they call their election and call Biden the president, which they don't get to decide.
Well done. Again, understanding the threat. John Guandolo, of course, is one of your leaders there, John. John Bennett, though, is you filling in for John, and I appreciate you joining us. And by the way, you're welcome anytime, too, John. I do appreciate it. You served in the Oklahoma House of Representatives as a state representative in State House District Number 2, and you did great work from 2011 to 2019 there. And, you know, we need more folks like you all through our elections, John. And the reality is we as conservatives have got to stand up and be, I think, really be how should I say this? We need to be more strategic in the races that we're trying to win in and do a better job of that. And I think if there's anything we learned out of this last election is, and we picked up some seats, is we as conservatives can do that. We just have to be more pointed in how we do it.
That's right. That's right. We have to stand on our principles, and we have to do what we say we're going to do. And we need to reach out to the American people.
Yep. Well done. John, I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. How do folks find out more about Understanding the Threat?
They can go to our website at understandingthethreat.com, and they can find out everything about us there.
Appreciate it. John Bennett, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you, John.
Have a great night. And you know what? Everything he just said is spot on. And, you know, folks, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but the reality is if we don't get this voting thing in this country figured out, and find a better way to not only streamline that process, but make sure that there is no fraud across the board. And I know you're going to hear from a lot of folks, including folks on the left, that, yeah, that fraud doesn't exist and it's not there. And you know what? Here's the reality. I don't know how much is there. I know that with every election, there is some, period. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what part of the country you're in. There's going to be some. The question that I have is how much? We need to eliminate as much of it as we possibly can. The goal should be to have zero fraud, but the reality is there's going to be some. I get that. I know that. But here's the thing. When we start talking about 2 million votes in a software system that have been changed and flipped, folks, that's a problem. We're not talking 2,000 votes or 20 votes. 2 million is a big number. I realize we have 330-plus million people in this country, but 2 million votes is a lot, folks. A big number.
In the right place changes a whole
in the right place, it can change everything. Thank you, Steve. Exactly. By the way, Gino's Auto Service coming up next, and I say this all the time and I mean it. Whatever you need for your vehicle, it's full bumper-to-bumper service at Gino's. And, you know, one of the things I don't stress enough either, Steve, is you guys are really big on, you know, front suspension, alignment, all of that. You are, in my opinion, one of the leaders in that world when it comes to not only the technology and what you have in the shop to fix the cars, but you yourself knowing vehicles like you do. It's just one of your specialties.
Oh, just, yeah, one of the things we like doing.
And you do. And by the way, not every shop does that.
Oh, yeah. And we bought the latest and greatest, and that helps. But you need a good tech, too.
It does.
Although, the two go together.
But, yeah, we've talked about this on Drive Radio. It's one thing to have a car in green.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is the machine says it's in green. It's another thing to really know how to set that car for the road that customer's driving on. That's one thing you guys know.
Yeah, that caster thing that keeps us from pulling everywhere.
It separates you from a lot of other folks that can just put a car in green. So again, if you need anything done to your vehicle, especially when it comes to alignments, these are your guys to trust in Littleton for 37 years, soon to be 38.
Mm-hmm. Next May.
Next May, 38 next May. Years. So there you go. 303-794-6700. It's Geno's with a J, genosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, here we go. Pure for Chevrolet, folks, coming up next. And Bob, by the way, called in a few minutes ago at the top of the 3 o'clock, or sorry, almost 4 o'clock, by the way, and gave us some great deals that he's got on the used car lot. 2019 Ford F-150 XLT 4x4, $32,900. That truck's only got 55,000 miles. Great deals on new and used cars as well. And don't forget the full line of Chevrolet products at Purify Chevrolet in Fort Lupton since 1960, by the way. Long time. They've been doing this, and give them a call today, 303-659-8311, or find them at purifoychevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve Horvath with me today as well from Geno's Auto Service. Jim, you're up next today. What's going on, sir?
Hey, just wanted to mention, the other day I had to buy a can of spray paint.
Okay.
Now, they asked for my
ID.
Valid ID.
Yes, your ID.
Now, what's more important, voting for our president without having to show an ID, or they want to show have me show my ID to buy a can of spray paint? You got to be kidding me.
Jim? It's an absolute travesty that we will allow people to vote without ID, but to your point, you can't buy a can of aerosol spray paint without showing ID.
Outrageous.
It is. It's a joke, actually.
Absolutely outrageous.
It really is a joke. I mean, that should chap everyone's hide in America, that you cannot buy spray paint without ID, but you can vote without ID. What's wrong with that picture?
Especially as of late, you know, Veterans Day. Any veteran that fought for our country,
yep,
and for the right of freedom and fought for other countries' freedoms should be...
I know. No, Jim,
and you know what the best thing
right.
is? I gotta applaud the president, Trump, for just showing us how big and bad the swamp is. Oh, my gosh.
Is it bad?
You know,
let me throw one more thing at
you. Democrats.
Jim, let me throw one more thing at you. You can't buy really full-strength Sudafed that you have to get across the counter at the pharmacy. You know, granted, it's still an over-the-counter drug, but you got to show ID to even buy Sudafed.
Yeah, so if it's so important for spray paint and Sudafed, by all means, then to vote for our president should just fall right in there.
Thank you.
There is no other more important thing as a freedom American that voting for our commander.
Not a big, in my opinion, Jim.
We're getting stolen.
Not a bigger privilege that some call it a right. I call it a privilege. Not a bigger privilege that we should be proud of to show ID to walk in and cast a vote.
Yes, yes. Now, how hard is that one to understand?
It's not. To me, it's not. It's a piece of cake. Jim, thanks.
Oh my
really
God.
Appreciate it. Very, very good call, by the way. Don in Blackhawk, you're next. What's going on, Don? Or Dan. Sorry, that's typed in wrong. Dan, welcome back.
Oh, that's okay, because I got Charlie. I told him about my niece. I was playing peekaboo with her, and this is what I'm not going to talk about this, but I was playing peekaboo with her. She got hurt, so I had to take her to the ICU. So
the ICU. Gotcha. ICU. Good one.
Yep. So, anyways, voter fraud. So, of course, you know, a certified painter. I mean, I'm a CPA. So,
right.
I do auditing. And there is software out there that can handle big, big data.
I mean, there is.
Millions of records that can analyze it in a matter of minutes. So we all have a ballot number for our ballots, whether we do mail-in or whether we go and we walk and actually do physical. So the thing to do is, and I think about it, but I don't know how to go about it. But there's a way that with our technology, that we couldn't just enter in our ballot number and make sure that our ballot was counted the way we voted. And then we could do big data and do sampling, or if it was big enough for us to do it, we could actually verify with the voters. And I think we could do it without disclosing those voters, but saying, how did you vote and what was your ballot voted.
In other words, checks and balance on that to make sure things didn't change.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
Sounds like a CPA.
Done. I'm just saying there's tons of us out there that are smart in this area that can figure out how to ensure the
integrity. The problem, though, Dan, that you were up against is, to me, this is not a complicated problem, and to your point, we've got enough computer power and knowledge and programming and so on in this country where this is an easy task. This is not monumental by any stretch of the imagination. You know, things like IBM Watson and so on, we got enough computing power to make this happen in an instant, literally. We really do. The problem is, Dan, the other side doesn't want anything we're talking about happening, because if we have checks and balances, they can't cheat.
Right. I equate it to the little kid, when you played a board game when you're a little kid and they won, they would be dancing and prancing and all happy, but when they lost, they would pout.
Yep.
And then they'd go to their mommy and pout to their mommy, or they would want to change the rules of the game so that they could win.
Yep. No, that's exactly. I mean, to me, that's why this, you continually hear from the left that, well, you know, we can't have voter ID because now that's voter suppression, which, by the way, is a bunch of nonsense. It's not. And what's interesting, Dan, is when we get on this topic, and I've got liberal listeners that listen on a regular basis, and I get text messages from them from time to time. What's interesting is when I get on this topic and I bring up these points, it's really funny how the left is always silent when we talk about these things, because they basically have no ammunition to come back and say, well, yeah, why, you know, what? I'll ask, why can't we have voter ID? There's no answer back on the other side, because they all know, like you and I, Dan, that it's very easily done. The problem is they don't want accountability in voting.
Right, and they were the ones crying voter fraud in 2016.
That's right.
You know, and this election, it's like, oh, there's no voter fraud. There's no voter fraud. I'm like, yeah, it was Russian collusion and whatever else.
Well, and what I'm going to say, Dan, is this. I'll go one step further, and I'll play both sides here. There's always voter fraud. The question is to what extent and where, because every single election everywhere across this great country, there is somebody that probably votes illegally or votes somebody else's ballot or does something they're not supposed to be that probably gets by with it. And the reality, Dan, is it happens coast to coast in every single election that we've had probably from the beginning of time. The question is how big, how widespread, and how much does it affect the outcome? That's the bigger question.
And the big data would answer that question.
Thank you. Well said, Dan.
And I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, well. I mean, we solved it. We got software from China that counted the ballots for us.
Yeah, just what we needed.
And China's definitely a friend of ours.
Yeah, you know, the other thing real quick, too, Dan, that I want to throw in there that, you know, the news media, nobody else is even crying and talking about, and they should be, is the antiquated systems that we still use inside of government on a very routine basis, from, you know, DMVs and county clerks across the country to what we do with websites and county assessors and on down the line. We go, and you being in that world know this as well as I, it's a travesty that our tax dollars have been wasted on programs that don't do us one bit of good, and yet we can't figure out how to get a vote right at the end of a presidential election in 2020. That alone is a travesty in my book.
It is, and it's because they're too busy spending money on on social programs.
Yep. We have computer systems, literally, and you can talk to a lot of government workers and talk about some of the antiquated systems that we've got coast to coast. It's a crime that we have that going on.
Yeah, and part of it, too, is they have to go with the cheapest.
Not the best bid, but available. The cheapest bid.
Yeah, and that's not always the best. I mean, I remember when I worked for the state, we had to get a stripped-down vehicle because of the image, quote-unquote. So it costs more money to get a stripped-down vehicle than if they would just go and buy a...
Off the floor.
You know, whatever.
Yeah,
right,
off the lot.
Off the
yeah.
floor that had all the features on it, but it costs the state more money to have to get a stripped-down vehicle than buying just one off the lot because of the image.
And by the way, on the flip side, when they went to resell that vehicle at auction, a vehicle that's fully loaded always brings more money than one that's stripped down. So at the end of the day, they didn't save any of us as taxpayers money.
No, they wasted it.
That's right. They waste typical government. All they did. Dan, thanks. I appreciate the phone call. Always spot on. Conrad, what's going on, sir?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling, man.
Stuff on all of us, but I tell you what, I'm not giving up, and I've got a lot of people that I talked to up in Evergreen and Golden, and you know, I got the bumper stickers on my truck, and they're all going, it's not over with, we're not going to give up. But
not done yet.
The main reason I'm calling, though, is I want to encourage everybody that we need to get to email or text or whatever we can do, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, all those good people on Fox, and get them to quit Fox News and go over to Newsmax, because I've started watching Newsmax like you suggested, and I really love it. It's a great network.
It's interesting you say that. Our next guest, by the way, coming up, is somebody that's basically saying cancel Fox News. Ann Eubank is going to join us. She's chair of the Alabama Legislative Watchdog. So we're going to talk about that in a minute, Conrad.
The site is even on the radio, and I listen to Rush Limbaugh every day, and whenever they have the Fox News breaks on there, it's always tilted against President Trump and against the Republicans.
Yep.
All they want to report COVID and all that crap instead of, you know, anything that like they used to be, and I'm really disappointed in what's happened to them. But anyway, we got to keep praying for the president, keep fighting. But
right. Thanks, Conrad. Appreciate it. And yes, our next guest is going to talk about the very thing that Conrad just mentioned. We'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, by the way. And whether you need anything done to your vehicle, full bumper-to-bumper service, including diesel trucks. I don't say that enough. They'll work on your diesel truck, a lot of medium-duty stuff as well. So if you're driving any of the bigger fleets and you need somebody to go to, they would love to take care of you. KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Hey, if you're not feeling well, something just doesn't feel right, something's off, Dr. Julie can help you with that. She's got some free tests, by the way, right now that she will help you with. It can analyze different things. Are you just down in a particular nutrient? She can tell you all of that and assist you in feeling better. That's what she does. Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800, or find her at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Al Smith would love to help you out with all your financial planning future. He's an advisor and will help you with not only wealth accumulation, but what to do with it when you get to retirement, how to keep it, what to do with Social Security, all those things that, frankly, I am not qualified to answer. He is. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I'm your host, John Rush. Charlie Grimes, your engineer, and Steve Horvath, one of my great sponsors, with me today as well from Geno's Auto Service. And Eubank joining us now. And Ann, again, is chair of Alabama Legislative Watchdogs, member of the National and Alabama Women for Trump, and many, many other things, Ann, that I could list out. We had a caller just a few minutes ago. We're talking about Fox News and how we need to change things over and so on. And we've been talking about that now for several weeks. So when I saw, you know, sort of the press, you know, article for you coming and being able to come on air and talk about these things, I'm like, man, that's right up our alley. So thanks for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome. And I was listening to you on the internet, and when I heard him, I said, well, he's one of us.
Yep. Yeah, I sure am. No, I sure am. And, you know, lots, as you know, lots going on, and, you know, where's the outcome going to be on all of this? You know, it's too early to tell, but on the same token, there are lots and lots of red flags when it comes to the election. I'm glad President Trump is fighting. I do not want him to just, you know, lie down and concede. That's what the other side wants to do, and I am all for, no, that's not going to happen. We keep pressing forward no matter what the cost, we move forward.
Well, you know, that's what I've learned. We no longer can be nice conservatives because they bring the entire weight to bear on us while we try to be nice.
That's right.
And we needed Donald Trump, the street fighter.
We sure did.
And I think he's going to continue fighting. I'm not normally a cancel person, but I got to tell you, I've learned the hard way. The only thing conservatives have left is their dollars.
Yes, that's
and
right.
We've supported Fox since day one. But in March of 2019, when they separated from Disney and that whole other group, there became a new Fox. And you could tell, you know, you could watch it. It's like, what in the world is going on at Fox? They bring in Paul Ryan. They bring in, he's on the board now. Their board, if you go look at the board of Fox News right now, it will shock you, the liberals that are on that board. Conservatives are no longer in control. And, you know, they've always had a conservative leaning. No more. When you hire Donna Brazile, Chris Wallace, Juan Williams as election night people, commentators, what in the world were they thinking? And that was the last straw for conservatives. That election night call by their director of news election desk, Aaron Mishkin, who, by the way, is a left-wing Democrat operative, actually worked on Obama's 2008 campaign, and he starts calling Biden states. Mm-hmm. He held out Trump states for the whole night. Mm-hmm. And when he called Arizona, I looked at my husband, I said, there's no way.
Yep.
There is something really wrong.
I was so irritated that night, and I don't have Fox News any longer, not by purpose. I'm getting cheap, I guess, as I get older, and I change my dish subscription around, and Fox isn't included in this next program that I'm in right now, and frankly, I haven't missed it anyway. So if I want to watch something, I go online and watch it anyways. But I'm flipping around, you know, different channels. I'm watching things on election night. I have Fox News on the computer, and I'm watching it there, and I'm watching the same thing you are, and I'm thinking to myself, I now know why I don't have Fox News, nor do I not want it back.
All the conservatives, if you go on Facebook, Twitter, tomorrow, November the 13th, is the day that conservatives drop Facebook, drop Fox, and go to Parler, who's owned by Dan Bongino, and MeWe, and some of the other conservative sites. We're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of it. We are no longer going to watch Fox. We're going to Newsmax. And I read an article today where Newsmax people watching has gone up fivefold. And it's so bad at Fox that they hired a PR firm to come in and try to save them.
Really? I did not know that. That's news to me, and I guess I don't know if that's good news or bad news, but it tells you how bad things are there. And here's the reality, Ann, and I think you said it earlier. The conservatives supported them from day one. They got them where they are at. You know, the conservative, you know, even some of the commercials, you know, the sponsors and so on that actually sponsored Fox News early on, and folks that we actually, as conservatives, then supported in return. We literally made Fox News. Fox News didn't make themselves. We made Fox News, and they have forgotten who got them where they are.
Exactly. And they're going to pay for it.
I think
I'm
they
not
are.
Going back. Tucker Carlson is absolutely fantastic. Hannity, even Laura has started to lean away from conservative. If you've watched her program since the election, it's changed. So I'm sure the board is putting out, you can't say this, you can't say this. But nobody tells Tucker Carlson what he can and can't say. So hopefully Tucker will be able to save himself. But conservatives will not be going back to Fox. And that's what I'm hearing. And I hear it all over the nation.
I think you're right, Ann. And I, you know, again, I am typically, just everybody knows this that listens to me, I am not typically a boycott kind of a guy. I kind of feel like, you know, soft boycotts, we have money, like you said, we can spend it where we want. I'm not a big guy to run around and tell everybody else what to do and not do. But I tell you what, I don't think this is anything that has to be done in any kind of a movement. I think people are just finally so fed up that, you know, they're going to, you know, it's sort of like a Starbucks thing. And I'm not a huge Starbucks fan. I don't boycott them, but I don't go there unless I absolutely have to. There's no other choice to actually go buy a cup of coffee. If that's the case, then I'll go there. But I don't have meetings there anymore. I've done my very best to pretty much avoid them like the plague. And the reality is, they haven't gotten any of my money in probably 8 or 9 months. And you know what? Fox News is going to be the same way when it's all said and done.
Well, I've been in Starbucks one time, and the entire time they've been open in Alabama, I don't miss it. I'm not giving.
Well, and again, what you're saying is we as conservatives can do these things without even having any kind of a formal, you know, quote unquote formal boycott. The reality is if they're not playing to the people. You know, I'm a businessman. Steve is sitting next to me, businessman. We know our core customers. We know who, you know, put us on the map, and we don't forget those people. What Fox has done is they have forgotten about the people that put them there.
Well, all I can say is Newsmax, One American News, and Blaze TV, and That's where I'm going to be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I am fully in you know, lock, stock, and barrel with you on that. Question for you, and I know you don't have a crystal ball. None of us do. What are your thoughts on what happens with all of the, you know, the election lawsuits and the things that are going on there? And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. I kind of look at one day at a time. What are your thoughts?
I'm looking at one day at a time. I remember 30 days worth of Gore presidency and then who ended up President Bush. I think when the Supreme Court gets through with what they're going to do and send it back to the states, we need to start a national push to audit, not recount.
Yep.
Audit.
Audit. And we had a listener that, accountant here locally that called in and essentially Ann said the exact same thing. And we needed to continue to do that, not just now, but in the future as well. We need a national auditing system for how we can check to see if votes are done correctly or not.
And, you know, the state, I do not want a national voter law. The states need to set it. But when you have a dishonest government, which that's almost like an oxymoron, running the laws for the vote for president, then somewhere there's got to be a law that cannot be changed. We have a system in Alabama that's fantastic. We vote one day. We have to have an ID. You check into a computer system, but you have a paper ballot.
Interesting.
And they are audited. And I'm telling you, we don't go back to one day or maybe two-day voting. This will not be fixed. We have to get back to making people make it hard for people to cheat. Because right now, it's easy to cheat. Not in Alabama, but in other states. Mail-in ballots that you sent to everybody and who knows what. I was in Wisconsin for the Scott Walker recount way back when. They have same-day registration, and these little college kids come in and with their little school IDs, their college IDs, register to vote and vote. Now, if that's not wide open to fraud, I don't know what is. Because they can also vote in their state where they live.
Yeah, and that's been another big deal that, you know, I'm fearful. And granted, it's not probably enough to change, you know, major election outcomes, but it just shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have that ability for somebody to vote in two different states. And I've been one that's been critical of that for eons. I have felt like for years college students have voted in two places more than once.
Right. So I don't know what's going to happen, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay.
I'm going to Georgia the 19th.
Okay.
I'll be on the ground seeing what we can do to keep the Senate and on the recount. I don't know exactly where they're going to put me, but being an heritage sentinel and on the Ted Cruz crew, I was a Cruz crew, we're just going to go all out.
Okay.
But we have got to stop media.
Yes,
from
we do.
Electing a
yes,
president.
Yes, thank you.
The
well
people,
said. Well said, Ann.
The people elect the president.
Yeah, well
not
said.
The
not media. Well said. Ann Eubank, thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening. Thank you so much. And she is correct. The news media does not elect the president. We the people do. Flesh and Beck is up next. Flesh Law Firm. Kevin Flesh, he'd love to help you with any legal, whatever you got going on. You've had a slip and fall, an accident. The other party's not paying. You're not made whole yet. You're waiting around for checks. Whatever the case may be, Kevin can help you. It's Flesh and Beck, FLESCH, 303-806-8886.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Novus Auto Glass, and by the way, folks, a lot of windshields today. Steve from Geno's here can attest to this. A lot of windshields today, when they get replaced, there's a calibration needed to get everything back in when it comes to lane departure and all the different things that happen when it comes to some of the, you know, automated driving that's in some vehicles. It's in about probably 40% of a lot of the new vehicles that are on the road today. And the reality is when that windshield's replaced, and a lot of the folks that are doing mobile cannot do that because that's a stationary thing that has to happen. Novus can do that for you. Check out all the locations that we have for you up and down our listening audience. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Steve Horvath from Geno's Auto Service, and Larry, of course, not Larry. I was going to say Larry. Charlie. I used to say Charlie and Larry on the other side of the glass, but today it's just Charlie, which it is every day. Larry's not here on the weekends answering phones for us. And by the way, I appreciate everybody that helps us out on the weekends as well. A lot of the guys that you guys hear during the week, we kind of sort of, you know, shift hats around or do different things during the week versus the weekend. But, you know, it's all the same crew and we do the same things and really appreciate all of you as listeners. Steve was just commenting about it's a little different during the week than on the weekends.
Yes.
It is. It's just different show, different format.
There's more people in the building.
Well, there's a lot more people in the building. Saturdays, we're by ourselves.
It's a ghost town.
Yeah, there's nobody here. It's just us on Saturdays. It's a different world. But all right, I got a story I've been trying to get to all week. And now that Steve's here, I thought this would be a good story to cover. Oregon has become the first state to decriminalize hard drugs like heroin and cocaine.
I did hear that the other day.
Yeah, which I guess we'll see how that works out for them, but I wouldn't have done that. So they became the first state to decriminalize hard drugs like heroin, cocaine, meth in a 59-41% vote as of early Wednesday morning. This was, by the way, this came out last week. The Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act will transition Oregon's drug policy from a punitive criminal approach to a humane, cost-effective health approach. People suffering from addiction are more effectively treated with health care services than with criminal punishments. A health care approach includes a health assessment to figure out the needs of the people who are suffering from addiction, and it includes connecting them to services they need. Now, by the way, I'm not opposed to helping people that have addictions and helping them out. But I also don't think you need to make this an easy way or, you know, an easy out for people that decide to go down that path.
Shouldn't there be both?
Yeah, thank you. How do you do both? I'm not an expert in this particular area, but by decriminalizing it, don't you encourage more folks to get on that drug?
Yeah, it's an easier path.
Again, this is Oregon. Yeah, I don't live in Oregon, don't want to live in Oregon. I'm not in charge of things that go on in Oregon. But I can't see that this is a help by any stretch of the imagination. To me, this just makes it easier to go down that path, and I don't think that's a great idea at all.
And what's the country, Amsterdam, that legalizes someplace like that?
I think that's right. Is that correct? I think it is, Charlie. I think that's right, yeah.
I'd be interested to know how how, if they modeled it after what they do there, or just.
And I don't know. I mean, when you start talking about foreign countries too, the one thing about that you have to remember is, here in the United States of America, we have 50 mini countries.
Yes.
So Amsterdam is a country that, in a lot of cases, would be the size of one of our states. In the United States of America, we have 50 basically countries where you can roam around freely from country to country, if you would. And I just wonder if things like this don't encourage folks to move from one part of the country to another. We saw that in Colorado. We saw a huge influx of people moving here when we legalized marijuana. When we did it legally for medical purposes, there was an influx. There was a bigger influx when we did it recreationally. I wonder, when you talk about places like Oregon, are they going to have an influx of people that just want to go there because you're not going to get in trouble for having hard drugs in your system? And I don't know the details of this. I need to I need to look at all the details and so on. It looks like it decriminalizes such as a, you know, less than a gram of heroin or 2 grams of cocaine. But again, those are just what would be on you. That doesn't mean you can't have stash and do other things. And again, I just look at this and think, is this really the direction that a state wants to head? I don't want Colorado doing this, by the way. I wasn't a fan of legalizing marijuana here, so I'm definitely not a fan of this.
No, it's a black hole, or a,
yeah,
you know, it could turn into, and you know, you hope that it turns out good for them, but I don't know. See it.
I'm not an expert in this, but I just want to let you guys know that's a little news I read, and they become the first state to do that. We'll see as time goes by. And here's my fear also, and why I wanted to mention this. We tend to do a lot of the things. In fact, we're in a pack right now with COVID, with Oregon, Washington, and California. So we're already in a pack as a governor with the other states that are there. I don't want to see Colorado do this here. That's why things that happen in Oregon a lot of times will come here and vice versa, and I don't want this here. That's why I wanted to mention that. So be watching for that, folks. This is one of those things we don't want to see, in my opinion, in Colorado. Some of you might have a different opinion. But Enchanted Kitchen, folks, again, is next. And Steve is a great customer of Enchanted as well, and they're doing a great job.
They are doing a wonderful job.
We appreciate all that they do, by the way. So if you got any questions on how to do your kitchen, how it works, and the functionality of it, and the process, and so on, it's a great company. They'd love to take care of you. They're on our website, klzradio.com, or call them directly at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom, because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's about it for us today. Myself, Steve Horvath from Gino's Auto Service, who joined me these last 2 hours, which I appreciate greatly. Charlie Grimes, your engineer. And yeah, thank you, Steve.
Thank you. No, you're welcome. Thank you.
And Steve's over in Littleton, so Bowles and Platte Canyon.
Yep.
If you got anything wrong with your vehicle, you're in that neck of the woods, you need something done, Steve is your guy. And you know, it doesn't matter whether he's here during the week or it's on Saturday. That's where I send people, no matter what, if they're in that part of town. And he'd love to care for you.
Thank you.
Got a great crew and great people and a great facility. And it's a beautiful facility, by the way. If you haven't been over there, go check it out. I encourage you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you. So,
thanks, Steve. Appreciate you very much. All right, let's do this. Tomorrow, our movies, the movie rental reviews that we're going to do is Time Machine movies. If you have a suggestion, text it to us, 307-200-8222. We'll be back tomorrow, though. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.